Baker Cardiff, it's Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, David Siebold.
Hey, David, how you doing?
Have you received an email? We just sent it a little bit ago.
I received the application, but there was no bank statements or tax return.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Well, we sent all of them because you put it, well, we're going to probably have to do one sheet at a time then.
Did you fax it?
No, we emailed them all.
Okay, hold on. Let me...
We scanned them all. They went all through your thing. I watched, and they all went one at a time through the scanner, and it says it scanned them all.
Yeah, you know what? Yep, I did get it.
Good.
It just wasn't opening up. Now, yep, here it is.
You've got everything.
Yep,
put in there.
Go ahead.
I got the extensions. I even made three copies of, like, the big 1099s.
Okay.
That's coming up when I do my 2016 taxes. For 15.
Okay.
It'd be like 3 1099 shows the big one and a couple other ones. You know, for income that I did have coming up in 2015.
Okay. Perfect. And these bank statements, are they your personal account or is it the business?
The construction account.
Okay.
That first page actually has, she put a stamp on there, Northstar, the credit union, stuff like that.
Okay.
That's all on the very first page of it. I mean, that's like from January till today.
Perfect. So, all right, David, this should be good. I will keep you posted. I appreciate you getting it into me.
Okay, yeah. So what are you looking at now, or what's the next step?
Next step is I put it together. I got to separate everything and then get a process, and then I'll send it to the underwriter, and then he'll take it from there and see what he can do.
Okay. Now, there's a few things on that app, you know, like the credit. Of course, that's supposed to be a business with the credit cards or whatever. I don't have any of that that wrote down, but.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it.
I figured.
Yeah, only if it, you know, pertains to your business, you can fill it out. If it doesn't, then it's irrelevant.
Yep. So.
Oh, one last thing. What is the monthly rent for the business?
We have no rent. I own
it. Okay. You don't have any rent? Is there a mortgage or is it?
Nope.
It's paid off?
Yep. Well, where we have my office is, yeah.
No, okay.
Just a little building in town I own, so.
Okay, so 10797 at that place, right?
Well, that's my home address.
Oh, where do you have the business address?
It is, actually, it's a buddy of mine. We're kind of using his office space together. I mean, he don't charge me no rent or nothing. I just have one room in his building, and I am trying to find, it is 210 Vanderhorst. That's what it is.
Okay. How do you,
V-A-N-D-E-R. H-O-R-C-K.
Britain,
South Dakota. Oh,
okay, Vandercourt. And what was the actual address? What did you say, 2?
210.
210.
210
Vanderhorst.
Britain, South Dakota.
Britain, South Dakota. Okay. So, do you want to use that as your company address?
No.
Or do you want to just do the home address?
The 107, because I have another office there. But yeah, when I'm doing... We're doing the pipeline gig. We're just using this office right here in town.
Got it, guys.
Because I live out in the country, and I don't want, trucks come by. I don't want them going down my gravel road and all that stuff.
So yeah, sure.
We just got a little place here in town where, if they want to come by, there's plenty of place to pull up with their truck or whatever. So.
Okay.
But no, actually, all my business itself, David Siebel's Trucking, is all run out of my home address. I have an office there and everything.
Okay, perfect. And then do you own your home, or do you pay a mortgage?
I pay a mortgage.
What's the mortgage for the 10797?
700 and what is it? 747.20, I think it is. 747.20 a month.
Okay. And it's a mortgage. All right.
Yeah. I think I owe $102,000 on it, and the latest appraisal was like $280,000, something like that.
Oh, nice.
I'm actually other way around instead of most people, upside down. But, and I also have 80 acres out there, too.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. And on the 80 acres, I only owe $15,000 on the 80 acres. So I'm about
nice.
That paid for it. Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. Okay. Well, this is exactly what I needed, and I'll get to work on it. And we'll be in touch, David.
as soon as possible, please. I'm struggling here. I'm
already absolutely. I will.
I can't get something going. I'm going to have a heart attack. Another one. I don't need another one.
Okay. All right. Let me see what I can do. I'll work some magic here.
Appreciate it, Jeremiah.
No problem, David. I will contact you as soon as I hear something.
Anything. Okay. All right.
You got it.
Thanks, Jeremiah.
You're welcome.
You bet. Bye.
Bye.